This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. This is the day when the holiday lights go up, and for some, the trees go up at home. Now, have you seen at the stores or at the local tree lots, upside-down Christmas trees? They look like evergreen tornadoes. Some see sacrilege. Others notice a tradition from the Middle Ages. It's also pointed out that a small one affixed to the ceiling can keep things out of reach of kids and pets. Marketplace's Erica Barris has more.
Upside-down Christmas trees actually go back a long way. Bruce Forbes, author of Christmas, A Candid History, says they were popular in Europe a few centuries back. Only then,
it was probably a smaller thing that would be easier to hang upside down.
The modern incarnation is just another trend, like silver trees or trees with shorter needles, according to the National Christmas Tree Association's Tim O'Connor. But this one is practical.
It clears up a little bit of floor space because the largest part of the tree is near the ceiling.
This trend has been driven by social media. First, high-end hotels displayed them, and those made the rounds on Instagram. Alex Barash is a professor of marketing at NYU.
This is kind of the classic trickle-down effect of things that start off being fringe and cool and trendy.
But now they're in big box stores. And of course, that's politically controversial. Former Trump campaign manager Corey Lewandowski told Fox News the upside-down trees symbolize everything that is wrong. I'm Erica Barris for Marketplace.